The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
An emergency physician's job is already stressful. Now add to that patients suffering from chronic pain who come to the emergency department specifically seeking narcotics, opioids. This is something that Dr. Vicky Conti, an emergency physician at Augusta Health in Fishersville, sees daily.
They come to the ER because we have an open door every day of the year, 24/7. And so my doctor didn't give it to me. So they come and it's very hard. I mean, you don't like to see people suffer. At the same time, you don't want to give them something that you know is going to harm them in the long run.
Unlike an acute injury, such as a fracture, chronic pain, that is pain lasting longer than 6 months, is much harder to treat, let alone identify. Back pain, chronic abdominal pain, headaches, these are conditions Dr. Conti and her colleagues see on a daily basis. The pain may be real for patients, but the injury doesn't show up on any test or CAT scans, and for some patients, it never goes away. Pain is also entirely subjective.
It's very hard for me to know and decide, am I just feeding an addiction or am I treating an acute exacerbation?
Or both, which is all too often the case.
It's so hard. I mean, people that are desperate to get their opioids will do and say anything. It depends on their personality. I mean, we get very belligerent people. I mean, I've had to escort people out of the emergency department because they will not leave. And I don't like to do that.
How did this happen? It began in the 90s when pain was designated as the fifth vital sign. The thought at that time was that pain management was undertreated. Healthcare providers began asking patients to rate their pain. Again, pain is totally subjective. How do you accurately measure it? Doctors began prescribing opioids like oxycodone or hydrocodone to relieve patient suffering. Fast forward to today, when Virginia is in the midst of an opioid epidemic. It's one of 14 states showing significant increases in the rate of opioid deaths from 2013 to 2014. Prescription opioids, as well as heroin, the use of which soared after legal opioids became harder to obtain, resulted in 801 fatal overdoses last year, up from 541, and that's a 48% increase in 2012.
The philosophy back 15 years ago is we tried to treat pain till a person was pain-free.
Dr. Adam Rockman is the medical director of the emergency department at Augusta Health.
And I think the philosophy is now changing. It's unrealistic for everyone to be pain-free. Some injuries are going to have pain.
Dr. Rockman was part of a joint task force, including the Virginia College of Emergency Physicians and the Virginia Hospital and Healthcare Association, that recently endorsed more stringent guidelines for opioid prescriptions within state hospitals' emergency departments. Bottom line, it's going to be a lot more difficult for chronic pain sufferers to obtain opioid prescriptions from the ED. Emergency physicians are encouraged to refer those patients onto primary care providers. And for patients who do get an opioid prescription, they can expect a very limited supply, typically 3 days.
Opioids are not a bad medication, and they are very necessary in our society. It's a select chronic pain group that, for emergency department providers, it's a difficult population to serve, and it may not be in their best interest long term to do that. So the idea is to coordinate care, to get people pain relief, but to do it without opioids, because long term it causes more problems than it typically helps.
As an example, he recounts a young patient suffering from chronic abdominal pain. She'd had multiple tests and evaluations, and none revealed a conclusive diagnosis.
This patient is already on chronic narcotics at the age of mid-20s on heavy doses, and I don't think we're doing her any favors. The perspective I get is I see some of those patients 10 to 15 years who have had that same situation, but I see them at the tail end of things, and almost all of them to a T wish they would never on the chronic narcotics in the beginning. What's 10 years from now going to look like for that poor girl? And it's bleak in my mind. It's a difficult problem.
I'm Jesse Nadler reporting.